Taking place 25 years after the original film, The Full Monty is an 8-part series that follows the same band of brothers as they navigate the post-industrial city of Sheffield, society's crumbling healthcare, education and employment sectors. The series looks at what happened to the gang after they put their kit back on. It reunites the original cast, including Robert Carlyle, Tom Wilkinson and Mark Addy. The original 1997 movie won an Oscar and was nominated for 3 others. Mary McGill has been watching the new series, 8-part series, The Full Monty, and she joins me now. Mary, you're talking about Take That and splitting up and the Spice Girls. I thought we're kind of heading towards The Full Monty. That's exactly where we are. 1997. It was a huge success at the time, this film.
To put it in context, this film was made for a budget of $3.5 million. It grossed $250
million. Wow.
For a time, it was the most successful British film ever until Titanic knocked it off to the top of the box office in the UK. So this was a film that, going by the budget, nobody saw coming. But the minute it was released to huge critical acclaim. Audiences couldn't get enough of it. And it just had this brilliant, personal, tender mix of the heart, the humour and the political. It just was a masterstroke of storytelling that captured obviously the story of these men in Sheffield, but also spoke to wider trends in the culture. I mean, you know, we're obviously going to be talking about Robert Carlyle as Gaz. The year before, he played Begbie in Trainspotting.
Yeah.
And again, you know, you have these men on the fringes of society, this really disenfranchised group, and there just seemed to be something in the culture. And of course, Take That themselves are from working class backgrounds. You know, there was this kind of sense of, you know, the North and other parts of the UK, you know, that had been overlooked and so badly let down by economic policy, but that there was this tremendous groundswell of talent coming from these regions, and they had something really important to say about the state of the nation. And it was just, those figures again, such a tiny budget,
yeah.
$250 million, and like a hugely popular film, not just in the UK, but right around the world. I mean, the Full Monty was an absolute triumph when it was released in 1997.
And I'm sure it caused many's a workforce to nominate 5 or 6 men to go and do a Full Monty and to do the striptease in terms of raising funds or whatever it was, finding money for good causes, because that's what it was about. And it was about how these men, it became a real community. There was a real sense of community. That was what was present in that film.
Absolutely. I mean, these men, you know, their connection to each other was they'd either worked together as steelworkers or they were hanging out together in the job centre all day. And, you know, Robert Carlyle's character, Gaz, was motivated by family concerns. He was going to be sued if he, you know, didn't find the means to pay for child support. He wouldn't get to see his son. So again, issues around, you know, father's rights, issues around the breakdown of the family, but also the role that those men played for each other in being friends and enabling them to kind of, you know, fight back against the system, if only for one night, Sean. Like, they only did the Full Monty once, you know. that was the glory of it.
Yes.
But I think, you know, it's a film, I think, that, you know, is still looked back on very, very fondly. So in one sense, it's not surprising that Disney have gone to that source material and gone, aha, what can we do with that then in the present day?
I must say my heart sank when the opening captions came up and said 26 years ago. And then, and we get a little clip of back in the day, or pictures from back in the day. Then we had 7 prime ministers, and I can't remember the exact phrase, but 8 rejuvenation projects for Northern England later.
Yeah.
And they bring us through, you know, potted history of the prime ministers, you know, most of them in the last 18 to 24 months, let's be honest, you know, ironically.
Yeah.
But I thought, oh, this is on the nose from the very start, in a way that the film just wasn't.
Yes, this pulls no punches. I mean, that first episode, Sean, is called Leveling Up. And Leveling Up, for people who don't know, is a literal title of numerous, some would say, very failed policies introduced by Conservative governments to try and level up, you know, the northern and regional parts of the UK in comparison to London, which has, you know, developed so rapidly over the last 20 years. You know, a lot of people would say that just hasn't happened. So the Full Monty, right from the get-go, is talking to this politics, right? It is saying, look, we were left behind in 1997. That trend has not been reversed.
Yeah. And the first character, or practically the first character we meet in today's Full Monty, is Gaz, Robert Carlyle himself. And again, you think, God, has anything changed for this man, or has it just got worse?
Yes, indeed. Well, he's carting around a mattress that he's found somewhere, you know, and endeavouring to get on the bus, you know, and Gaz is kind of the classic guy who's always coming up with the harebrained scheme. He's all, you know, the good luck is just around the corner. He just needs to figure it out. So he's, you know, things mightn't have changed for Gaz, but he might be down, but he's certainly not out. But who we also meet, and, you know, there's a real kind of, again, that bittersweetness. We also are very quickly introduced to his semi-estranged daughter named Destiny, played by newcomer Talitha Wing, who does a great job here. But you get a sense very quickly that the economic choices that have so impacted her father's life are also encroaching on her life as well.
But mm-hmm. we do get a sense. I mean, the son that he had been fighting for custody for and all of that in the film back in 1997 has now done reasonably well for himself. Yeah. which was a nice twist and a turn.
Yes, and I'm laughing because that son is now a police officer.
Yeah.
If you know the character of Gaz, you'd be like,
last person you'd think they would have a police officer as a son.
Absolutely. But of course, he himself now is a father to, you know, Ben, played by Lewis Wheel. But Ben is in a wheelchair. And you know, there's a really, again, poignant scene where Gaz, you know, and Ben are chasing each other around in motorized wheelchairs. But Ben can't afford a motorized wheelchair, you know, and neither can Gaz. Yeah. So, you know, you're constantly being confronted by, and as with the film, you know, these lovely moments of freedom and joy, often brilliantly soundtracked. And you know, again, we get that here. But then the reality sets in and you come back down to earth with a bang.
Now, it gets into the whole attitude to Brexit. It gets into several things that have happened in terms of social history in the last 26 years. Me Too is in there. Brexit mm-hmm. is in there. Political correctness is in there. But the guys in what is now the wonderfully named Big Baps. That's the name of the cafe. That's the name of it, of course. Yeah. Reference mm-hmm. to the bread. That's all mm-hmm. it is. We know that. Ha ha. The way they are together in the let's have a listen to the clip actually of all of them together. This is Robert Carlyle as Gaz, Mark Addy as Dave, Hugo Spear as Guy, Paul Barber as Horse, Steve Houston as Lumper, Wilm Snape as Nathan, and Tom Wilkinson as Gerald, all meeting in the cafe, and they're discussing what they can and can't say anymore.
A dog. One Britain's Got Talent. Is that what I'm hearing? A dog?
Yep, clever little bugger.
Is that what goes for talent these days? Forget about William Shakespeare, for instance.
Oh, Shakespeare's dead. Or Winston Churchill.
Also dead.
So what about Jane Austen, Queen Victoria, or the Beatles? I don't know. Picasso, for God's sake.
Dead? Dead. Mostly dead. In Spanish. Not really picking up the clues here, are you, Gerald?
But a dog says it all, doesn't it? Exactly what's wrong with this country.
On the contrary, that's democracy at work, that is.
Democracy? You'll be having it up for Prime Minister next.
Perfectly possible. As a matter of information, Caligula made his horse a Roman consul.
Shut up.
I'd vote for that dog. I think it's rather sweet.
She couldn't be worse than what we've got already.
Is it to take away?
What?
Your tea, sir. To take away?
No, why would it be?
Because if you don't zip it, I'll be throwing you out. There'll be no politics chat in the Big Baps, thank you very much.
I wasn't being political, was I?
Everything's political.
So, what am I allowed to say?
Glad you asked.
Free speech is a fundamental human right, Dennis.
Not in the Big Baps, it's not.
Sorry.
And that's a scene there from The Full Monty, the new television series, from the opening episode, in fact, featuring all of the characters, really, from the film. If you remember the film, you'll know who all of those guys were. But Mary McGill has been watching it for us. Who's responsible for the writing here, Mary?
Some of the original screenwriters from the film are back on board here. Mm. And you can really hear the Sheffieldness coming through there with the characters.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I absolutely loved about the original film, is that it embraced the local dialect so much. And it really, I think, gives a sense of place. And that was a big appeal in the 90s, yeah, I think is even more of an appeal now, you know. The turn of phrase, the slagging is magnificent, Sean, absolutely magnificent. The terms of endearment, you know, the kind of richness that you get in a regional sense. So the writing is, and it's very funny, it still has that.
Well, I was going to ask you about that scene. I mean, it kind of hits all of the, you know, all of the themes of Brexit are in there, aren't they? You know, political correctness and let's get back to the great country that we're. All of those things are touched on in that clip. My memory of the film is a much more nuanced treatment of the politics and the social situation. Do we get that in the television series?
I have to say, I found this a lot more uneven than the film. And what I mean by that is, I think you're absolutely right. The film just struck this wonderful balance between being a story of friendship, making a political commentary, holding a mirror up to society, but also having tremendous fun. I mean, the Full Monty is really funny. The film is great. You know, you invest in these guys and you want to see them succeed, you know. And I think it was just, you know, it got everything it wanted to do in the right amounts and balanced it beautifully. There's a lot more going on in each of these, their hour-long 8 episodes. And I felt at times, that scene in the cafe was beautifully done, but I did feel at times that there's so much going on that balance will be very hard to achieve anyway, but sometimes it gets lost. So you have stronger storylines that kind of have energy taken away from them because there's so much else going on. Now, it is because the writers have so much to work with, because the themes that the
original
film...
Having all the cast as well. All of that cast back.
All of that cast back and in great form and clearly enjoying themselves. And they were a great cast to begin with. You know, they can handle the political material, they can handle the humour, they're great together. It's such an ensemble piece. But again, you know, you have the original gang of 6 men. That's a lot of people to be dealing with anyway. And then you bring in all of these other characters too, younger people, you know, family members and so on. And I just, the good intentions almost kind of overwhelm themselves, you know, because there's so much going on.
Important final question, because obviously we had to wait for nearly the tail end of the film, The Full Monty, to get The Full Monty. Will there be any clothes removed during the 8-part series?
I feel like I need hot chocolate or Tom Jones this for is this, probably Sean.
We're probably not allowed to say this, are we?
We are not allowed to say this. We are not. But I don't think the reveal is as spectacular the last time round, put it that way. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you should probably watch the film before you see the TV
series. Before you see the TV series. Yeah. Is it worth sticking with it for the 8 episodes?
Look, I enjoyed what I've seen. I think fans of the original film will probably stick with it because they love the characters. I did wonder to myself, if I hadn't seen the film, what would this mean to me? And I'm not sure for younger people that it would necessarily grab them in the same way.
Okay, that's Mary McGill speaking to us about The Full Monty. Begins on Disney Plus on June the 14th.